And Triple J with the Doctor. Oh, it is time to talk Band of Skulls. And on the line, we have lead skull dude, Russell from Band of Skulls. Hey, man.
How's it going, man? How are you?
I'm very well. Lovely to talk to you, sir. Where are you guys at the moment?
A little place called Glasgow, Scotland.
Oh,
how about that?
Heard of it. Have you guys come off stage yet, or are you about to go on?
Yeah, we've come off. We've done the show. Yeah, so we're just chilling. Yeah.
Thanks for taking a break from the after show party to chat to Australia today. So was it a good show?
Yeah, it was great. It's always nice to come up here. I guess we couldn't get further away from our hometown in our own country, in the UK. From Southampton, this is the longest drive. And yes, it was always good to come up.
Nice. Very, very good. Well, we should probably talk about the third album from Band of Skulls. I'm talking to Russell from Band of Skulls. Here's just a taste of the title track. Himalayan, bigger than you know me. So, Russell, it's called Himalayan, as is this track. Have you or
yeah.
the other two Band of Skulls members been to the Himalayas, to Nepal or Tibet or India or something?
No. But I think we've flown over on the way down to Oz, actually. So there you go. I think we've flown, over somewhere like Outer Mongolia or something. You know, when you watch the little moving map on the plane and, you know, when you're bored. And
yes, of course.
I guess we've flown over Everest without actually stopping off. It's not normally a big rock tour stop.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah, I guess you guys don't necessarily get to play it. But so I'm guessing then the album title and the track wasn't inspired just by flying over it on the way to Australia.
No, it was just like, we wanted to make a great record, of course, and it was almost like a buzzword. We want to make it so epic. It's Himalayan. What's the most epic thing you can think of, you know, like, it was almost, we set our bar. It was like the temperature for the record had to be Himalayan, you know, like if it fell short, we scrapped it. So it was almost like a slang word.
So like the size of the riffs had to be Himalayan, the vocal things had to be Himalayan.
There you go. Exactly, that kind of idea. And it just stuck, really. We're like, well, we should just call the record that because, you know, that's what we want from it.
Well, with the tracks we've been hearing, it's definitely sounding like that. I remember when I spoke to you guys, I spoke to Emma, actually, about Sweet Sour. To get the creative juices flowing, you guys went to a little country house and drank a lot of red wine. And was it a similar thing for this record or something different?
No, surprisingly not. No, we didn't do that this time. We actually stayed in London for the whole time making the record, and it was much more like kind of precision engineering, and we really worked really hard on this record. Not that we didn't on the last two, but this one we just rallied the songs every day. We made sure that everything that was on it was essential stuff. And we worked with a new producer as well, Nick Launay.
He's ours. He's Australian.
Well, he's born in London, actually. I thought he was Australian until we met him as well. He's got many nationalities of many... He's spoiled, really. He's lived everywhere. I think he's honorary Australian, for sure.
After doing, like, Silverchair and Nick Cave and Midnight Oil and stuff.
Exactly, yeah. So we had all of his experience, and we brought him over to London and had a great time.
On Triple J, that was Asleep at the Wheel off the brand-new record Himalayan by Band of Skulls. It is out on the 28th. Of this month. I got Russell from Band of Skulls on the phone. People digging that song so much when we started playing it and still playing it.
Great.
Was someone really asleep at the wheel when this song came about?
No, really. It was just being in a band, you don't really know what's happening most of the time, and you are kind of just basically going with the flow. And you can either embrace it or you can fight it. And we're very good at embracing that whole thing.
Yes, you are. Well, it's taken you some pretty rad places.
Well, you know, that's just having an open mind.
Although, as you say, you've got an open mind, but you're also thanking God for the automatic braking system, the ABS.
Oh, yeah, well, everyone has to have that going. You know, every night needs to end at one point, and,
you need
to know your limit.
How is your ABS, your inbuilt ABS? Do you know when to put the brakes on?
Normally. You know, we all have our moments. Yeah, we're trying to keep good care of each other and ourselves at the moment. We've got a long tour. You know, we're coming down to Australia after our American tour. Mm-hmm. You've got, like, I don't know, 50 or 60 shows in between, so
Yeah, I saw.
We gotta save our voices.
Oh, yeah. You do, and you do, because there's so much singing on this record. It's obviously it's you and it's Emma singing as well, and there's lots of like those backing up oohs and ahs and stuff. Is Emma singing more lead on this record, do you think?
I don't think so. I think we've always, I mean, we definitely worked a lot on the singing. I mean, mm-hmm. we took a long time on all of the vocals. I think we've used each other's voices to their best potential, you know, like Emma's obviously a girl and I'm a boy. And voices do change, and so they're almost like weapons that we have, and we can use them for their, you know, for the best moments to make almost an instrument in itself. We've learned a little bit more about that.
When you two sing together, and there's like your kind of rasp, and then sort of Emma's thicker girl voice on top, it is definitely like a weapon. It sounds amazing.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, yeah, there's only three of us in the band, so we've always aimed to be the loudest backing band to like a harmony group. That's sort of what we've always wanted to do. That. Sweet harmonies, you know, like they used to happen back in the day, and then with like Armageddon in the background.
There is. There's this beautiful song as well. It's almost like a. It's like a Tarantino vibe to Cold Sweat, which is, I guess, a song that Emma does sing the lead on. And it's just another one of those moments where, yeah, it's beautiful singing, but then there's those crazy reverb-y kind of guitars in there as well.
Well, yeah, Emma's doing the ethereal, beautiful singing, and then Matt and I are causing the chaos on that one. But it's great to build up, in what is, in our world, a quiet kind of a song, to make it almost the most extreme thing. That song really lends itself to that. It just gets bigger and bigger. When you think it's going to stop, it just keeps coming. And it's amazing. It's an amazing experience to put a song like that together.
Russell from Band of Skulls. We're talking about their brand new record, Himalayan. The album cover is amazing. It's like a golden throne, a watery golden throne. I know Emma from Band of Skulls made the album cover for the last record. How about this one?
We worked this time with a guy in America. We hit upon the idea of trying to get some of the sound waves of. It was the song Himalayan, actually, we gave to him. But, you know, sound waves of the actual song, and to make them into 3D. And so we were talking about doing like a 3D print, you know, like a printout. But I don't know, I don't think that technology is really quite there yet. Like the results were a little bit disappointing. So we ended up doing this sort of digital 3D print. And then he did some amazing things with making it look chrome and gold. And yeah, it just ended up just being mind-blowing. We're like, well, that's obviously the album cover then, isn't it? Like,
it's great to see, like, the, you know, a physical manifestation of, the, you know, as you said, the sound wave from one of the songs. Well, that's what your song looks like.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's fed into a program and lots of clever things happen, but yeah. And the colouring and the way it finally looked, it really just sounds like what the record sounds like.
We also know what your sound looks like because we see you live. But last time we saw you, I think it was Splendor in the Grass, and it was absolutely ridiculously massive show. And you're going to be here, as you said, for these shows, June 17th, 20th and 21st in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane, playing at the Hi-Fis there. Lara texted in. She is absolutely stoked that you guys are going to be in Melbourne. Woo, she said. They're coming to Melbourne. So just these three shows this time, just breezing on through.
I hope we can come back again on this record. And Australia is always a highlight for us. We love everyone that gives us so much support. It's always a high when we get there. And, from our point of view, I hope it's not the only time.
Yeah, we love when you come back, especially because you come into the studio and generally play like a version for us. You play that Goldfrapp song, Strict Machine, and you played Licky Lee's I Follow Rivers as well. So hopefully you can come in and hang out in our studios a little bit when you're here as well.
Yeah, you have to give us another cover version. I don't know what we should do next. Got any ideas?
No, I don't. I wouldn't know. Absolutely no ideas. Maybe something Nepalese or Tibetan to go with the Himalayan. Bring out some sweets. You know those prayer bells that people sort of spin a thing along? To make those crazy sounds.
I could do some of that throat singing, you know, that kind of buzzy throat singing. Play polo.
I don't doubt that you could. That would be great. All right. Well, that's excellent. Right. We'll see you guys soon. We'll see you guys in June. I'm going to play the song, not just for the title. I do love the title. I feel like 10 men, 9 dead and 1 dying, but it's also such a great song as well. What inspired the whole idea behind this song and the title?
This title actually is a line that when I was a kid, my great-grandfather was still alive and used to live with my family. And this is the line that he would say, like, when he was, you know, pissed at the world and fed up, and he would just say that line, I feel like 10 men, 9 dead and 1 dying. And something in me must have thought, that's a great line. And I remembered it the other day, and I was like, we've got to use that for a song. Yeah, I'm honouring my old granddad. I'm sure he would be very proud.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's for him.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right, that's how I'm going to play it right now. Russell, thank you so much. Say good day to Emma and Matt, and thank you for taking a break from your after party in Glasgow to chat to Triple J today.
Thanks for saving me from it, really.
Hey, maybe on the ABS. On the ABS tonight. We'll find out who he's.
I'm slamming him on right now, yeah.
Good one,
I can't wait to come down there, so I'll see you real soon. The Duck!